Good evening. The time is 8 p.m. November, Romeo, 3, November, disconnected.
Has anybody signed up for the net control op tonight? This is K1RA.
K1RA, this is KO4VNZ. Chuck, I looked at the calendar just now during that quiet, and I don't see anybody signed up for it. Over.
Good evening, Chuck. Yeah, thanks for checking. I'm just on the HT here, not in front of the computer. Do you want to give a take a roll call and make a round table, or otherwise I can write some calls down?
Sure, I'll do it. Give me just a minute to get the script together and find a piece of paper to keep track of the call signs. Stand by.
Okay, thanks. I'll stand by. This is K1RA.
Stand by while I send some tones.
Bravo, Charlie, November. No rush. Thanks for stepping up. I didn't, so thank you.
QST, QST, calling all radio amateurs. This is KO4VNZ. That's Kilo Oscar 4 Victor November Zulu, activating the Faulkner Amateur Radio Association Technical Service Net. This net is held weekly on Sunday at 8 p.m. local time on the 147.156 megahertz W4VA repeater in Warrenton, Virginia. The Vera VHF repeater is owned and operated by the Faulkner Amateur Radio Association and uses the 167.9 hertz. The purpose of this net is to provide a forum for technical discussions and Q&A regarding technical topics such as equipment, hardware, computer, software, antennas, and operating procedures, and other similar information related to the radio art. Before I take any check-ins, since I'm just doing this off the cuff, I don't have any prepared subjects. So if anybody has any ideas or questions they'd like to put forward, call now.
This is November, Romeo 3, November.
November, Romeo 3, November. This is Kilo Oscar 4, Victor November Zulu. Go ahead.
Yes, good evening, and good evening everyone listening this evening here on the Farinet. I figured the Bouvet Island, the expedition seems to be one of the...
November, Romeo 3, November. That sounds like a very good question. I know that Rich has been following that pretty closely, so... with that being our question, I'll start with some check-ins. First, I'll start with any Echolink check-ins. And I'm kind of slow at this, so go slow, and I'll take check-ins one person at a time and acknowledge that. So whoever's first in Echolink, go ahead. Okay, no Echolink was heard, so this is KO4VNZ. Do we have anybody mobile out there that would like to check in? Go ahead. All right, nothing heard, so we'll start with our regular check-ins. This is KO4VNZ. Go ahead.
K4, Golf, Victor, Hotel, K4GVH, Robert, in Riva, Virginia.
K1HTV. Whiskey, 4, Romeo, Kilo, Uniform.
K1-3, Foxtrot, Romeo.
Put up and I'll give who I've got in here now. Stand by. So I've got now November Romeo 3, November, K4 GVH, that's Robert, K1HTV Rich, W4 RKU, and K3FR. So whoever's next, go ahead.
Here is Kilo Mike 4, Oscar Zulu Hotel.
Kilo Oscar 4, Bravo Charlie November.
Kilo November 4, Sierra Papa. Papa Lima. No comment tonight.
Kilo Oscar 4, Foxtrot Quebec Whiskey, Frank and Marshall, no comment.
Whiskey Bravo 7, Romeo Alpha Victor.
All right, let me go through those. I just added, I heard Gil, but I only caught part of his call sign. KM4O, I didn't get the last two letters, but I think that was Gil. I got KO4BCN, KN4SPL, no comment, KO4 Foxtrot something whiskey, so I missed that one, and WB7RZA. So, Gil, if you want to give me your call sign again, and then whoever was KO4 Foxtrot something whiskey, give me your call sign. Over.
No problem, Chuck. Kilo Mike 4 Oscar Zulu Hotel.
Kilo Oscar 4 Foxtrot Quebec Whiskey. Frank and Marshall, no comment.
Very good. I got both of you. I got you, Frank. There's no comment. Is there anybody else that wants to check in on the Farah Sunday Technical Network? Over.
The Delta 8 Quebec Charlie November.
In and out.
Whiskey Delta 8, Quebec, Charlie November.
Kilo Quebec 4, Echo Mike Tango, no comment.
Well, someone stepped on somebody there, so I got that time WD8QCN in and out, and KQ4FMT, no comment. Is there somebody else out there? Go ahead.
Kilo Quebec 4 Echo Sierra Zulu Michael in and out.
Kilo Quebec 4 Echo Mike Tango Arch, no comment.
Okay, so let's see. Where did I leave off here? I got Kilo Quebec Hotel Foxtrot Mike Tango, no comment. Kilo Quebec 4 Echo Sierra Zulu in and out, and Kilo, I can't read my own handwriting. I think it's Quebec 4 Echo Mike Kilo, no comment. Anybody else? Go ahead.
This is Whiskey 4 Mike Alpha Foxtrot Richmond.
Okay, I got Whiskey 4 Mike Alpha Foxtrot in Richmond. Anybody else? Go ahead.
Kilo Quebec 4 Echo Mike Tango Recheck Arch, no comment.
Okay, I got Arch KO4EMT, no comment. All right, anybody else out there? Last call.
This is November 4. Sierra Juliet Lima, John in Hanover.
Okay, John, I got November 4, Sierra Juliet Lima. I've got you down. Anybody else? Come back now.
This is Whiskey Bravo 7, Romeo Alpha Victor. Did you get my call sign correct? Whiskey Bravo 7, Romeo Alpha Victor.
Yes, I did. Whiskey Bravo 7, Romeo Alpha Victor. Yeah, I got you much earlier up there. But thanks for coming in again. If there's any doubt, give me your call signs again, anybody out there. Go ahead. Okay, not hearing anybody else. Give me just a second, and I'm going to pull up some announcements for us all, and then we'll start into our discussion. Oh, come on, machine. Gosh, my fingers just don't want to work today. Anyway, this is KO4VNZ, Chuck in Opal, running the net tonight. Let's see what we have in the way of announcements here. There's probably only the basics, which is we've got the next club meeting is February 9th at 7:15 to 9 p.m. at PASS building, where we usually have it, There's a VE test session coming up February 18th at 9:30. And then, of course, next month's breakfast will be February 25th. Let's see, what other announcements more? I know that Kevin, will, when he gets on here, will be reminding people that haven't, that dues are still, there are a few people who still haven't given their dues. So with that said, let's go on to our question of the night, and I'm going to call on NR3N again to repeat the question. Go ahead.
Okay, good evening. Kilo Oscar 4, Victor November Zulu. Chuck, thank you for taking the net tonight. This is November, Romeo 3, November. I'm Angel in Sterling, Virginia. The question of the night is, well, the topic of the month basically is the 3 Yankee 0 Juliet, the expedition to Bouvet Island. Probably, like I said before, I can't remember when was the last time we actually landed on Bouvet. I think there was one in 2018 that did not go through, maybe I'm wrong, but the one before that, I think it was 1989. But I may be also wrong on that one. I can't remember 100%. I know 1994 was Peter the First Island, which I worked back in those days. But anyway, the question of the night is really, well, since Bouvet Island is a big topic, are you working it? Are you trying to work it? What kind of preparations have you done in order to work Bouvet? And I'll start by saying that I've been working on trying to get the hex beam altogether squared away. I believe the guys will be landing on Bouvet in the next day or so. And so they will be there, according to what I've heard, for about 22 days total. That doesn't include setup or whatever. It's just 22 days total. Which will include the setup and starting to get on the air. It's number two in Club Logs, Most Wanted. I don't know if it's the number two ARRL or any DXCC Most Wanted. I know number one, it continues to be North Korea. Anyway, so that's what I'm doing. I'm trying to get the hex beam up and trying to get ready for whenever they actually get on the air. And we'll attempt to work them in every band, in every mode that I can. Back to you, KO4VNZ. This is November, Romeo 3 November.
Very good. Very interesting. And it's funny that you brought that topic up because I just earlier this day read the article in the, is it the February QST magazine. Okay, let's see. Next, I have Robert, K4GVH. Go ahead, Robert.
This is K4 Golf Victor Hotel, K4GVH. Good evening to you there, Chuck. You're doing a good job on the net as usual. Sounding really good there tonight. It's always good to hear you there, my friend, because you're a great, great, good friend of mine. Come all the way from home, pick me up that time for the meeting. Well, the Volker little box came in that Rich ordered, and I'm looking forward for him to come over to pick it up. And Ariel as well, she don't have any virus. And people's better now, and no virus is gone. But I'm all well now from the 24-hour bug that we had. And my niece, Kyle, is better in carry. So Rich can come when he can to bring me the voice vocaler. And I'm looking forward to getting that up and running so I can call the meeting when I can't make it. But we just got to get everything programmed and set up. So looking forward to getting that. And looking forward to getting a surge protector to plug into it so it don't get lightning to run in on the power supply. Other than that, made some good contacts today on 17 and 12 meters. And made a contact to Nova Scotia, Canada on 10 on 12 meters this morning and talked to the guy for the longest kind of a time until we had some QRM. But really enjoyed 10 and 12 meters and really do enjoy 15 and 17 and 12. Really good band. But other than that, y'all take care. I'm in Riva, so this is K4 Golf, Victor Hotel, K4GVH, and 73, back to net control.
Very good, Robert. I'm glad to hear that all that is going for you. I know you miss not having your auto dialer, so that'll help. And Rich will be up next. K1HTV, this is KO4VNZ. Go ahead.
Chuck, this is K1HTV in Amosville. Thank you for doing the net. And, yes, I got the auto dialer for Robert. thanks to the Lions Club of Virginia. Contacted them. They said, go ahead, purchase it, and they'll reimburse me. So I've sent them an invoice. Got the unit here. I've tested it out. It works, so we'll be installing it hopefully next week at Robert's Reba location. So I'll be able to auto-dial by voice. Regarding past operations, in 1990, I worked 3Y5X on 10 meters CW. The next contact was 11 years later in 2001, worked 3Y0 Charlie on one band, 20 meters sideband, 20 meters CW. That was the extent of my, I did do a second sideband contact, within a few minutes of each other, so I guess wasn't sure. No, one was CW, one was fun. So, yeah, I worked on sideband, CW, and sideband on 2001, and they were a couple of days apart. So anyway, regarding the present location, I just did a search using the Garmin website, checking the ship called Marama. That's the ship, the sailboat that they're on. And they are now, if I calculate correctly, 104 miles from the site. 104 miles away, they're traveling about 10 miles an hour. Not sure how long they're going to be. Not sure how much time it's going to take for them to land and set up. But they're getting close. So as far as testing or getting ready for it, I did work them in the boat, from the boat, from the Marama, worked V3LYC and CW via long path around noon one day last week. And the next, later that day, LA1 GIA Maritime Mobile, another one of the operators, worked them on the short path of the S9 signal late afternoon, so it looks like late afternoon might be the best time. And finally, worked LV1Q Maritime Mobile on the Marama on single sideband, and good signal, again, late afternoon. So it looks like late afternoon might be the best 20 meter. Those are all in 20 meters. That's probably the best for 20 meters. I have no idea how they'll be on the other band. So everybody get ready for a big pileup. That's it. Back to net control. By the way, the solar flux is going down from 138 yesterday to 137 today. 15 meter, 10 was closed on. I worked a couple of JAs on 15 and 17. But 10 meters is closing a little bit early with the lower solar flux numbers. Back to net control. This is K1HTV.
Very good, Rich. I always like hearing your space weather reports. That comes in handy. So next, I think it's, if I can read my own handwriting, I think that's Kevin's call sign. Anyway, W4RKU, go ahead.
KO4VNZ, this is W4RKU in the net. Good evening, Chuck. Thanks for doing the net tonight. As for Bouvet, I have been following it closely myself. Well, first, it's nice to hear Angel's voice on the net for once. It's been a long time. there's not much special I can do. I am going to try to work it as best I can. And I've worked the expedition before. They usually work split and... I usually do it CW, so I can do it CW split, and I've made a couple of the expeditions with CW that way, and so my strategy is not to worry about it for the first few days. Just to give a little bit of history here to Angel, the last one did not make it onto the island. They had mechanical failure, so it has been quite a while. I'm trying to find where K4SO actually worked him. I think back in worked the island. I think in the mid 90s. So. I think that is the last time he worked them. 1990, he said. So it's been over 30 years. So if you don't get it this time, I don't know if I'm going to be around for the second time. And lastly, I worked I messed around yesterday. Did some CW with the Winter Field Day, and just got myself back into doing some ready with the Bark G contest that was going on yesterday too. So wasn't a serious effort at all. Just wanted to practice my skills. So I'll be quiet now. I'll start back here. Check KO4VNZ. W4RKU back to net.
Thank you, Kevin. And I can't remember now. Did I mention in the announcements that I guess you're still looking for dues from some people? Over.
Yeah, I am. I mean, we are. We still have some outstanding members who are due. However, your explanation up front pretty much covered it. So, for those of you that are tardy, please get them in soon. And I'll turn back to you.
Okay, Kevin, very good. Let's see, next on the list, and apologies if I don't have everybody's name. I don't have my net logger up yet. I'll bring it up after this is over and log all these calls in. Anyway, next up is K3FR. K3FR, go ahead.
Good evening, KO4VNZ K3FR. And everyone else. Well, I did miss the breakfast yesterday morning. I had been having some troubles not sleeping very well and needed that extra time in the morning. plus also getting the vehicle repaired. But I don't. Well, I've never been really much of a DXer. I've worked a couple of DX contests just on the periphery. But I'm mostly a VHF operator, and that's where I've been focusing over the last 2 years on 6 meter WAS, and now I got just two states to go, so I could really use some F2 to help my my total there, and maybe get something to put on the wall here. Aside from that, I'm well, and don't have much else to do here. Going to reload the drivers into my computer for the software drivers for the radios, so that I can have a more stable situation. Notice that one of the channels had dropped out and disappeared. So, back over to you, Chuck. KO4VNZ, K3FR.
Very good. Thank you for that. And like you, I miss the breakfast Saturday, and I really miss it. My doctors have me isolating in preparation for an operation later this month, but I really did miss the breakfast. I hear, though, that there were only about 9 people there. Okay, going on, I guess Gil is next. See if I can read my own handwriting. It's KM4 Oscar Zulu Hotel. Gil, go ahead.
KO4VNZ, KM4OZH. Well, good evening, Chuck, and everybody on the net. Well, it's, yeah, I attended the breakfast on Saturday. Yeah, it was a smaller turnout there, maybe than normal, but it was still good and informative. So that was all good. And I don't have much going on here now. VHF contest is over. The gear's all out of the car and back in the house. So I'm sitting at the mobile radio console here next to the wood stove, and so it's all good. So, and as far as the Bove D-Expedition, well, I may make a little effort there once it starts showing up on some of the spotting nets to give an attempt there. So we'll see how that goes, and maybe we'll wait. I don't know whether the pileups will ever die down. Who knows? But
Maybe I won't try right off the bat, but we'll see. But it's, I don't have any more for this evening, and just good to hear everybody. And this is KM4OZH back to net.
Very good, Gil. Thank you for that. Let's see. Next up is KO4BCN, Bravo Sierra November. Go ahead.
This is Mike, Kilo Oscar 4, Bravo Charlie November. Thanks for doing the net, stepping in there. That was fantastic. Thanks a lot. I did get my Great Pumpkin Ride shirt that you sent. I don't know if I let you know. Thank you very much for sending that, and it's a very nice shirt, so I'm definitely going to volunteer for that again next year. Radio-wise, I was on the north on the Outer Banks a couple weeks ago trying to get some good HF going. Looks like my portable setup needs a little bit more work. I could get a lot of receive on FT8, but I only got a little bit of sending before I kind of fried the tuner in my QRP guy's antenna. They really meant it was rated for 10 watts, so good job, guys. So I got to get that fixed. I've kind of reached out to them to get the parts, but otherwise just kind of doing a lot of maker kind of stuff, 3D printing, machining, and playing some radio here. KO4BCN, back to net. Oh, wait, sorry. I'm very excited for the expedition, too, so I'm looking forward to trying to get through the pileup from here. KO4BCN, back to net.
Very good, Mike, and I'm glad you got that T-shirt. I'm hoping that this year, when we do this, that I can get T-shirt sizes before I let everyone go. That was kind of my fault. Anyway, let's go on. Let's see who. I've got KN4SPL is no comment. KO4, I think it was FQW, in and out, I think. And then we come to WB7RVA. WB7RVA, go ahead.
Hey, this is WV7RAV, Romeo Alpha Victor. I'm in the middle of a Vera chat right now with somebody in Nevada right now. I've been keeping track a little bit on the expedition. Like Gil said, if they come up on the spotting network, I'll try and give them a try, but I'm not into going to go be looking for them right now. So, but other than that, it can be fun. Anyway, this is WB7RAV, back to net.
WB7RAV, this is KO4VNZ. Thank you for that, and you've exposed my real secret on why I don't do net control that often, as I do suffer from dyslexia. So I actually had your call sign written down correctly, but I read it wrong. So now you know my deep, dark secret. Okay, going on, let's see. Next, I think I had WD8QCN was in and out. And KQ, I think it's 4FMT, was no comment. KQ4ESV, Echoes Sierra Sulu, I think was in and out. KD4 Echo Mike Kilo was no comment. And that brings us now down to W4MAF. W4MAF, go ahead.
Hey there, Chuck. Thanks for running the net tonight. I know that's a premium these days. This is Mike in Richmond. Not much to report tonight other than we had a great winter field day, here in Richmond with the Richmond Amateur Telecommunication Society. Boy, I spent 3 days. We were at Pocahontas State Park, set up for Parks on the Air Friday night, did something on Saturday, of course, activating for winter field day, and Sunday, and then the teardown. So I'm taking it easy after getting home, and I didn't even go through the brunt of it. So as for the expedition, I really don't have much to do with it. I think in the years to come, I will. So that's about it. Hope everyone is doing well. W4MAF, back to net.
Very good, Mike. It's always great to have you coming in from Richmond. Let's see, who's next on here? I've got written down I think it's K04, Echo Mike Tango, no comment. So then we're down to N4SJL, John. N4SJL, go ahead. I don't know if I misread the call sign or not, but let me give it one more time. November 4, Sierra Juliet Lima. This is K04VNZ. Go ahead.
Sorry, I was away from the radio. This is N4SJL. I have no comments for the net. Thank you. And enjoyed listening to the net tonight. I'll be clear.
Okay. Thank you, John. And I think that's about everyone, unless Andy is still on here. I didn't hear him check in, but I heard him check in before the net saying that just checking to see if we had a net control. So if you're out there, Andy, you want to say anything? Over.
Good evening, Chuck. Yeah, first, thank you for taking the net. I was in the middle of a diagnosis of a piece of electronic equipment, a 8-channel digital audio mixer that my sister had bought some years ago and finally said beyond her repair capabilities, so she dumped it on me and found it under a bunch of junk this past weekend, and talked to her today when she stopped in with my dad for dinner and said, hey, do you remember this piece of equipment? What was wrong with it? So after speaking with her, I tore it apart, and it was in the middle of debugging when the net started, and managed to identify the issue, and have since repaired it and just putting the last few screws in the box. So putting my engineering skills to work there. Let's see, radio-wise, not too much on the home front. I did make a trip over to my neighbor, Justin, NB3A, four houses down, and he gave me a shack tour on Friday evening, which was nice. He's been showing me pictures over the last couple months as he rebuilds his station. He's running a couple SDRs and Hermes Light and some similar software to my dad and I, Spark SDR, as well as some ICOM equipment. So it's fun to hang out with him a little bit and talk about band conditions and what we've been hearing on our respective stations. I did make it to the Saturday breakfast. I think 9 or 10 showed up, so some good conversations regarding radio and propagation, and Gil even entertained some of my mechanical questions with respect to a 98 4Runner that I've had for 24 years and 370,000+ miles that's showing some age and misfiring, and with the help of him and Justin and Travis, my buddy Terry, and a couple other guys who do some car work, giving me some ideas where to look next when debugging an engine. Not my forte. More debugging electronics is my strength. But anyhow, that's about it, Chuck. Back to net. K1RA.
Thank you, Andy. And with that, I'm at the end of the net. So before I do rechecks, is there anybody else that wants to check in to the Farah Sunday technical net? Go ahead.
Alpha Golf 4, Victor Alpha.
Step one, I think I got Alpha Golf 4 Victor Alpha, and if that's correct, then whoever was underneath you, go ahead.
NV3A.
Okay, I got NV3A. Is there any other new check-ins? Go ahead. Okay, not hearing any new check-ins, I'll ask for rechecks, and then I'll come back and get that. RT new check-ins. Go ahead.
Doing HTV recheck.
Okay, Rich, let me let the two guys ahead of you get in here, and then I'll turn it over to you. So let's go ahead with Alpha Golf 4 Victor Alpha. This is KO4VNZ. Go ahead.
KO4VNZ, AG4VA. Good evening, Chuck,
and everyone on the net. This is Alan in Ivy, Virginia. Well, I've been following the Bouvet Island de-expedition since, since May. I heard the guys at Hamvention talking about the de-expedition. They had a bunch of the team members there in Ohio. They gave a good talk about the de-expedition. I've been following it fairly closely ever since. The island's on Central European time, so it's about 2:43 Zulu there now. And they should probably see the island today after traveling about 2,500 miles from the Falkland Islands on the sailboat. And they might get some things off the boat later today or maybe tomorrow, weather dependent. You know, they've got to load their gear into a Zodiac, an inflatable boat with an outboard motor on it, and land it on the beach. There's not a lot of beach on the island. They've got to land on the beach. Hopefully the conditions are favorable to get safely ashore and keep the equipment dry. That's important, and they got to hike it up to their campsite, and they've got to set up. So they got a lot of work ahead of them. And if you want to see more about the island, I noticed the other day if you search Bouvet Island on YouTube, there are actually some really good videos of a helicopter circumnavigation of the little island, and it's worthwhile to see what these guys are up against getting onto Bouvet. And the island, a dependency of Norway, is actually it's designated as a Summits on the Air site. So there's a peak on the island. It's about it's almost 2,600 feet up to the peak, and it's only about a mile from the shore. So it looks really close, and it is at only a mile. The only problem is Bouvet is a capped with a glacier. So if you wanted to hike to the summit on Bouvet, you'd have to get about five or six guys roped together with harnesses and crampons, and carefully work your way to the peak. Nobody really knows what's between shore and the summit, but I suspect a lot of crevasses that you don't want to fall into. So I don't think it'll ever be activated as a Summits on the Air site. Anyway, I'm looking forward to the pileups, trying to work my way through, and I'm certainly going to give it a try, and hope everybody will give it a shot as well. Doesn't happen that often. Back to net, HE4VA.
Very good, Alan. Thank you. And I guess next up is November Victor 3 Alpha. Go ahead.
Thanks for taking up the net, Chuck. This is KO4NBZ. This is November Bravo 3 Alpha, NB3A. Good to hear Alan on. Went up for Winterfield Day to Flagpole Knob this weekend. Did not have a great... Didn't really have a great experience, kind of over-planned, under-prepared or something. Got up, S0 noise was great, but the amount of activity was equivalent to normal field day, so we were kind of maybe a little bit overwhelmed. Other factors, had a lot of RF in the shack, in the tent, I guess. The antenna was directly overhead, probably 25 or 30 feet, and the lateral line feed line from the ZS-BKW was similarly a little bit too close, I think, so a couple of issues to work out there. Otherwise, it wasn't a terrible experience, a lot of ice and a lot of snow, and it was a little bit sketchy getting up with the rental truck on street tires, but at least four-wheel drive. We aborted at about 9:30 last night, and I had three shivering dogs, and they had, and Anna was also shivering, so we kind of decided to try going back down. Made it down. Could have been not great, but managed to survive. With the rental truck. So that was all right. Some lessons learned there. The antenna that I took was great. The mast that I took was great. Just need to work on positioning. The site at the actual summit was a little bit dicey. I actually was able to work one park-to-park and one and simultaneously a summit-to-summit to one of the Dominican Republic stations, Hotel Italy, Golf Papa. Those guys have a really very active, like, parts on the air program for whatever reason down there in DR. And so that was surprising and pretty cool at the same time. And we only worked, like, 60-something stations and before we called it quits and drove back down. Got home at about midnight and basically just brought home a lot of experiences. So next year, you know, we'll try to do a trifecta of Poto Soda and Winter Field Day, but maybe we'll try to do, like, something at Crockett Park and possibly, you know, put feelers out to the club to see what people think or what everybody wants to do, because, weather up there at Flagpole was miserable at 4,300 feet. I'm really glad that we did end up leaving last night, because it looks like they had more snow and more ice this morning, which would have made the egress that much worse. Anyway, I'll turn it back over to you, Chuck KO4VNZ from NB3A.
NB3A, this is KO4VNZ. Very good. Sorry about messing up your call sign. I don't think that was my dyslexia as much as my hearing. That's why the phonetic alphabet really helps me a lot. Let's see. That's a new guy, so now our first recheck, or only recheck so far, will be Rich. K1HTV, this is KO4VNZ. Go ahead.
Thanks, Chuck. This is K1HTV. A little bit more additional information about Bouvet Island. In addition to being a soda, Olaf Toppin is the name of the summit, BY/3Y/BV001, and it's unlikely that they will go up to the top of the summit, so that won't be active, but they will activate a POTA. The park is designated as LA2524. Again, LA being Norway, and it's being in Norwegian possession. So if you work them, you will work a park, LA2524. And also they're in IOTA, AN is 002, AN for Antarctica, 002 is their number. So they can do that. I would also issue a caution for those who plan to wait a day or two or more until things quiet down. There have been a number of Antarctic de-expeditions that have been cut short because of weather. If you wait, they may go off the air because of a weather event and leave the island, and you'll be left holding the bag and not without even trying to work the island. So do not wait. Secondly, another thing that happened, a number of guys did that, waiting for the Andaman de-expedition. That's an island chain off of a number of islands off of India, and there was a big de-expedition to Andaman, and what happened? A big tsunami in 2004. They turned their de-expedition into an emergency communication service, helping the local and the government folks as an emergency station, and were no longer in the de-expedition mode. So don't wait. Don't wait till it calms down, because they may disappear before you get a chance to even call them. That's it. Back to Net Control, 73K1HTV.
Thank you for all that great information, Rich. So now I'm done doing the list. I'll make one more call for check-ins or rechecks, and then we'll wrap this thing up. So any new check-ins or rechecks, go ahead now. All right. Well, not hearing anything, I guess I'll wrap this thing up. Thank you, everyone, for putting up with my bad hearing and dyslexia. Oh, I did want to remind people at next month's meeting, I think a lot of the early planning for the Virginia QSO party is going to happen in our next month's meeting, so hopefully you all can be there. I will be there by WebEx, because I think the meeting is the day after my surgery, so I doubt that I will show up at the club meeting. Anyway, with that, let me wrap up with this. Let's see, where is the script? This is KO4VNZ for the Theranet. Thank you, everyone, for joining in tonight. If members and other listeners would like further information, please see our website at w4va.org or send a note to Farinet at w4va.org. Feel free to continue discussions on this repeater, and if you all want to, you all can try out on the VHF or the UHF repeater. I don't know if I can make it. My handheld doesn't always make it there, but you all are welcome to contact there too. With that said, thank you and good evening, and a big 73, and stand by while I send the tones to reset Echo Link. This is KO4VNZ clear.
There is a station trying to check into the net right at the end. Just a comment for that station if it's still listening. You didn't have any audio. You did key up full quieting into the repeater, but either bad microphone or gain is not set correctly. You were keying the repeater, but no audio. Thanks for running the net tonight, Chuck, and filling in. KO4VNZ, K1RA.
Thanks, Andy. Anytime. That's kind of what I had signed up for, was just to be kind of an emergency alternate. You know, I still don't feel all that comfortable, like I said, with my dyslexia and other problems. But I'm going to leave now and go ahead and try and get all this stuff into the net logger. Anyway, thanks and take care. This is KO4VNZ clear.
Chuck, I hear you in there, K1RA.
This is Stacy trying to get into the repeater. No audio. This is K1HTV.
Are you there, K1HTV, K4GVH?
It's K1HTV.
Dean, is you there, Rich? How you doing this evening?
Doing fine. Just a little snack, doing the net, and listening to the net. So how you doing? Are you feeling better?
A lot better, man. A lot better. Thank God. Yeah, I took some Pepto-Bismol at Dad's on Friday. That cleared me up, and eat some cheese. So I'm in good shape now. I need a sub earlier this afternoon from...